Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether, a faithful patron of the Kirkside Cafe, with you. Yesterday, the Lord's Day, I had the privilege of preaching the word at a sister church in the Reformed Church in the United States, where I had also been given the privilege of baptizing my grandson, James Isaiah. And I could not have administered those means of grace if it were not for today's answer from the Heidelberg Catechism. So today is Monday, and we continue in our journey through the HC, Lord's Day 12, Question and Answer 31. We have been working through this formulation for a couple of days now, but it's one of those great places to pause and give a little more contemplation. Why is he called Christ? That is, anointed. Because he's ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption. And now we focus on the second office listed in this formulation, and our only high priest, who by the one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and lives to make intercession for us with the Father. Now, again, we did look at these things, but it's important for us to think about what it means for him to be the priest, but also the ultimate sacrifice. And I believe we looked at this Thursday where we read Psalm 110, verse 4. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And along with that, Hebrews 7:21, for they have become priests with an oath, but he with an oath, by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek is a strange name in the Bible because we don't know much about this particular high priest. What we do know is that Jesus did not hail from the Aaronic line, that is, from Aaron. And the reason why the author of Hebrews zeroes in on that point is not just because it's mentioned in the Old Testament, but it is also important to know that Jesus does not come from a line of priests that ultimately dies out because of their sins. And earlier in Hebrews 7, verse 11, now if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to rise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than the one after the order of Aaron? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For the one of whom these things are spoken belonged to another tribe, from which no one has ever served the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. This becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. For it is witnessed of him, you are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. And we could go on with that, but then in verse 23 of the same chapter, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separate from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. Dear friend, The work of the Old Testament priests was always predicated on the work of the greater high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, whose sacrifice is the ultimate and completely fulfilled all that was necessary for us to be redeemed. And that is simply powerful, that we have this high priest whose labor is not completed. He continues, dear friend, he continues to make intercession for us. He hears our words to the Father and perfects them. How wonderful is that? You have a great week now. I hope to see you tomorrow here at the Kirkside Cafe.